50 degrees. Good morning. It's coming up on 5:45. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
I've got friendship on my mind this morning, and not just ours, but friendship in general, because I don't know what it is that's stirring in me, kind of thinking about, you know, as a little kid, maybe you have friends, and then as life goes on, right, high school, college, some people marry their childhood sweetheart. Others meet somebody at college, and first date, they're already thinking marriage. You know anybody like that?
I've heard of people like that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's you. I mean, that was definitely us, yeah. Right? Exactly.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just it's kind of like people, you connect. My wife even made a comment yesterday. She said, you've had these friends that you guys are really close, and then you have, like, no contact. And so I'm like, well, you know, is that my part, their part, both parts? But what are your thoughts on friendship and ongoing? Like, I'm really glad. Thank you for answering this morning when I called. And you've been answering the call for, this is the sixth year now.
Yeah. You know, I think when I was younger, I believed, you know, when you had friends, they would just last forever. And I think the normal rhythm of life now is that that's just not the case. You know, some friendships do last forever. Some are there for a season. Some are there more for a shorter period of time.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. One of my high school classmates died last week, I believe. And, you know, so connecting with some high school classmates I haven't talked with for a long time. And it's good to talk with them, but we don't have the same relationship we did back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Just a lot of thoughts in that, you know, and the old saying is it takes two to tango. And you know, it takes somebody at least, right? It takes somebody at least to be that reaching out, that trying to sustain, a text, a phone. And again, when somebody moves, I mean, you can have the best intentions, but it gets really challenging with that, right? So,
yeah, absolutely. When you're not in the same physical space, I think that definitely can have a big toll. You know, and I'm definitely someone who's guilty of not intentionally reaching out and connecting with people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I heard TJ from Community Table speak at an event, one of those outreaches that Jesus Fit had and the Brewing Project in the last couple months. She was the speaker. And she talked about how much she loves connecting. And she's, I don't know, boards and organizations. I think she, beyond her work at Community Table, I think she said she's involved with like 34. It's just some unbelievable number. But she's passionate about connecting. And I love connecting. It just,
sure.
You know, but then it does... we've talked about this in the last week, like the risk of friendship, right? I mean, it's the risk of loving, right?
Yeah. You know, I think it's important, too, to recognize that Richard Rohr talks about one cannot have more than a handful of very close friends.
Yeah.
You know, we can have lots of friends. We can have many acquaintances. But the people with whom we are very close to are going to number no more than four or five.
Yeah, I know. So that my 3,000 plus Facebook friends is really just kind of an illusion.
Those are not your close friends, probably. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Correct. You know, even though we talk 5 minutes a day and we do breakfast for at least an hour or an hour plus on Saturday mornings, I mean, there's plenty we both still don't know about each other, you know?
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. All right. Well, there we go. A little discussion about friendship this morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think America would be better if we could all just call somebody and just talk about what's on our mind for a few minutes every morning, you know?
Yeah, but nobody else gets up this early.
No. All right, we're up to Titus chapter 3, verse 2 today.
And that says, they must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone.
That would help you to be a good friend, right? Do that.
It would. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you say, do not talk badly about anyone, even if you perceive them to be your enemy. Avoid disagreements that have no end in sight. As Brene Brown wrote, don't puff up, don't shrink back, stand your sacred ground. Deal with disagreements healthily. Be gentle, showing courtesy and respect to every person you encounter, remembering that everyone bears my image. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think sometimes you know, that idea of disagreements that have no end in sight, as I've aged, I've been better about just saying, you know what, I'm not doing this and stepping out of it. And I think that's been better for my mental health. And, I don't always do it, but man, I think there's something to be said for, mm-hmm. you know, brushing the dust from your feet or shaking the dust from your feet and stepping out. So,
do I have permission to play Friends from Michael W. Smith, even though this isn't the last day of camp?
Yeah, I suppose that'd be fine.
Very good. Thank you, Jason. There we go, everybody. Jason Kanz, WWIB. Today's number is 25. That's the percentage of pet owners who say they've tested their pet's food. Really? One out of four of you? Okay, like ever. Not appealing. No, thank you. Winner Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show. And we've got a great prize on the line, continuing from Tuesday trivia. Regular value basket and a free medium concrete mixer with your choice of two mix-ins from Culver's.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. Call in live now on this Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show as we are working on this question. On average, this profession pays $60,000 a year. On average, this job pays a salary of $60,000. So what profession, what job are we talking about? 715-723-2555. This job, this profession, where on average you earn $60,000. What is it? 715-723-2555.
We had a lot of good guesses yesterday.
We did. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy, go ahead.
How about an airplane pilot?
An airplane pilot. Isn't an airplane pilot? Havo, did Tammy get it right? She tries every week, and we appreciate it.
So good, Tammy, but that's not it.
It's not it. Thank you, Tammy. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Again, on average, this profession earns $60,000. It's not a welder, truck driver, farmer, teacher, janitor, mechanic, garbage truck driver, nurse, snowplow driver, gas station worker, miner, electrician, Walmart employee, Culver's team member, pastor, plumber, someone who works in a funeral home. It's not a real estate agent, not a professional dog walker, a mail carrier, dairy farmer, or soldier. And now we've added Tammy's guest to the list as well. 715-723-2555. What profession on average earns $60,000?
What I liked about the dog walker among all of those was a little bit more, you know, outside the box thinking there. You know?
And usually, again, if you pay attention to Tuesday Trivia and the Whip Wake Up Show, usually it is something a little bit more outside the box.
We can call it outside the box trivia.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony, what do you think?
Is it an Uber driver?
It's another great guess, right?
Yeah. Could it be an Uber driver? A lot of folks doing that for extra income, or maybe it's their whole job. Not it, though. Thank you, Tony. 723-2555. Tony's going to be joining us on the 19th for a bit as we, again, have our one-day challenge for Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales. So it'll be great to have him back. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Tammy from Wausau.
Hey, Tammy. What do you think?
How about a store manager?
A store manager. Just in general, store manager. Havo?
Sorry, Tammy.
We're not going to buzz Tammy this time because she tries so hard.
I know.
At some point,
we are so rooting for her.
Tammy's going to win. 715-723-2555. Wherever you're listening from, we'd love to have you call in for a chance to win a free Culver's value basket plus a free medium concrete mixer. That's what we're giving away for June Dairy Month, courtesy of Culver's of Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Lake Halley, and Rice Lake. So when you hear that moo, be listening for those chances all throughout the weeks here in June. But we want to give you a bonus chance to win on a Win It Wednesday, 715-723-2555. And we could be reaching the point, however, where people are like, guys, just give us a hint.
Give us a hint already.
A hint, which we won't do till a little bit later on in the show. See, that person was like, wait, was there a hint?
Right. Win It Wednesday in the Whip Wake Up Show, and we're going to finally give a hint regarding that question we first raised in Tuesday Trivia.
Yeah, so what we've been working on is the question, hey, what job, what profession earns $60,000 on average in salary? And again, it could be a lot of different jobs, different professions, but we're looking for one specifically. Somebody wants to answer already before we give a clue, but I feel like we really should give a clue.
Yeah, we'll give a clue, and the clue is that think entertainment. Think about the realm of entertainment.
All right, so the realm of entertainment is where this profession, this job lies. It pays $60,000 on average in salary. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Tammy from Wausau.
All right, Tammy, go ahead.
How about a DJ?
That's a great guess.
Is it a DJ? Not it. Thank
but she
you, Tammy.
Took the clue to heart. Sometimes folks don't, so...
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm sorry. I got the wrong number. Sorry about that.
Okay.
No problem. unless you want to guess. I mean, you're certainly welcome to.
I don't think we've ever had that before.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jennifer from Winter.
All right, good to hear from Winter. What do you think?
Social worker.
Is it a social worker? Not a social worker? Again, our clue, think in the field of entertainment.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show?
Chris Wib from Lake Halley.
All right. What do you think?
An accountant.
Is it an accountant? Alvo?
Yeah, that's not it. And again, think in the realm of entertainment. We give you a hint because we truly do want to point you in the right direction.
That's the goal. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Silas from Osseo.
Silas from Osseo? What do you think, Silas?
Is it someone that works at a circus?
Is it someone that works at a circus?
A great
guess. He's following the clue again.
He is.
Think entertainment.
And Silas guessed so many times yesterday. Could that be it? Sorry, Silas.
Not it. Thank you, Silas. Good to hear from Osseo as always. 715-723-2555.
He thought broad there. He didn't, you know, narrow it down to a clown or anything. He just said, you know, in general, circus, but that's not it.
Again, our prize, a free, delicious value basket from Culver's, plus a medium concrete mixer courtesy of Culver's with two mix-ins. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Alaska.
Go ahead.
How about a singer?
How about a singer? Is it a singer?
Great guess. Not it.
Not it. 715-723-2555. We've got time for a few more guesses here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Jeff from Thorpe.
Hey, Jeff, go ahead.
It has to be a comedian.
It has to be a comedian. Earning, again, on average, $60,000 a year as a comedian. There's a lot of folks out there trying in that industry.
Not it.
Not it. Thank you, Jeff.
Boy. I saw Nate Bargatze. Somebody had some tickets. He's going to be in Madison, $90 a piece. So yeah, they can make $60,000 or more sometimes.
Yeah, I mean if you're good,
I know.
And he's kind of at the top of the heap right now.
Yeah.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show?
Hi, it's Jan from Colfax.
Hi, Jan.
Hey, Jan.
How about a cruise ship entertainment director?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Sure. Very specific there too. And again, maybe off the beaten path, as we say so often, you have to go the road less traveled to solve our trivia.
Yep.
Is it a cruise ship entertainment director? Halvo, did Jan get it?
Sorry, Jan.
Not it. Thank you. Now we have time for three more guesses if we're fast. Three more if we're fast. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kendra from Winter again.
Hey, Kendra, go ahead.
I'm going to guess magician.
Magician. Is a magician?
Great guess. That's not it.
It's not. Good guess. 715-723-2555. Down to our final two before 8 o'clock. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kit from Chautauqua. Is it a funeral director?
Is it a funeral director? Huh. It is not a funeral director. Thank you. 715-723-2555.
This last guess before 8, think entertainment. That's our hint. That's our clue.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tammy from Wausau.
Tammy gets through one final time before 8 o'clock. Go ahead, Tammy.
How about a dancer?
Is it a dancer? Is that what we're looking for? Someone in the entertainment industry earning on average $60,000 a year. Are we sending Tammy to Culver's with prizes in hand?
We're not.
At least not this hour.
No.
All right. Try back, you know what, after 8:45, so about an hour, we'll bring this back, a little less than an hour. We're talking with our friend Farmer John from Govan's after 8:15 about all things strawberries. But be mulling on that. Think entertainment. On average, this profession, this job pays $60,000. We'll have another clue coming up for you after 8:45.